name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. May God's grace, mercy, and blessing be upon us all. Amen. Today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of the month of Kiak. And as we've been saying the last few weeks, we read from the passage, from the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter. And today we come a full circle. We started this month with the annunciation of the Archangel Gabriel to Zacharias for the birth of John. And today we celebrate the birth of John, or the fulfillment of this annunciation or this prophecy. And we know when Gabriel, the Archangel Gabriel, appeared to Zacharias and he lacked the faith, he was made mute until today. So he's been mute for the last 9 months until the day of the birth of his son. And when his son was born on the eighth day, which is a custom to name the child, they wanted to name him like his father, but his mother said, "No, he shall be called John." I'm sure in the last 9 months, Zacharias told Elizabeth somehow, signing somehow with the appearance of the archangel Gabriel, what happened to him. So she said, "He shall be called John," but they said, "There's no one among your relatives who is called by this name." And so they asked Zacharias, and he wrote on a tablet that his name is called John. All these details, St. Luke just doesn't mention them haphazardly. Of course, it's a fulfillment of the prophecy of the archangel Gabriel, but there's also a deeper meaning behind this, that nobody else has been called John ever since this John was born. And here, if we go back to the meaning of the names, Zacharias means God remembers. God remembers. And John means God is gracious, or God has compassion. So it's as if to say that God has remembered the old covenant, but no more old covenant. The new covenant now is coming, and the new covenant is the compassion of God. So they said to her, "No one else is named by this name among your relatives." His relatives were all priests. She was from the line of the priesthood, Elizabeth, and same was Zacharias, from the line of the priesthood. So it's as if to say that this new born, he's no longer going to be from the same lineage, from the same line of the Aaronic priesthood, but he's going to start a new covenant. And this is, you read the biblical scholars, they call this the intertestamental period between the Old Testament and the New Testament. There's about 400 years there with no prophecies and no prophets that came to the nation of Israel until the birth of St. John. And a prophet sends the message from God to the people. He receives a message from God and he delivers it to the people. And the priest does the opposite. He takes a message from the people, or the sacrifice from the people, or the prayers from the people, and offers it to God. So it's as if Zacharias, being the priest, he's been offering the sacrifices his whole life, being a priest to God and requesting from the people for their remission of sins. And God sends him the answer from a prophet. John, by succession, should have been a priest from his father, who is Zacharias the priest. So John should be a priest. That's why whenever we give incense to John, we say, "Hail to John the priest, son of a priest." But this priesthood, this Aaronic priesthood, has now ended. There's no more sacrifices, no more offering in the temple. So it's as if God has compassion on his people by sending not just a priest, the same as been the past, but he's sending now a prophet in this new era, not a prophet like the Old Testament, Isaiah and Daniel and Ezekiel and all these prophets, but he's sending a prophet in this new era. And Zacharias, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, so now he's speaking, but being inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied and said, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people." It's interesting to notice that he's speaking in the past tense, as if he's seen this redemption and his visitation from God, and he has raised up a horn of salvation. And then he calls his son. He said, "You will be the prophet of the highest. A new child will be called the prophet of the highest." So this prophet, he's as if he's saying, you're not just going to be a priest like I was a priest, but now you're bringing the message from the highest, from God the highest, to God Almighty, to the people, like the prophets did in the Old Testament. But now this message is different. This message is the repentance of sins, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. So John's message from God is the remission of sins, is to repent. The first thing he was doing when his ministry started is he baptized people for the remission of their sins, and he called them to repentance. So it's as if the church is reminding us by this passage today that we have this message from John that we need to live a life of repentance before we receive the born king who we're going to celebrate in 2 days. We have to live this right life of repentance, this message that John was spreading to people, and he's preparing the way of the Lord, is a reminder for us today that this repentance is really the ultimate goal of anything that we do in our spiritual life. Whenever we say we fast, we pray, we read the Bible, the ultimate goal is repentance. It's not to gain knowledge, it's not to finish the Bible and say I finished it in a year or in a few months. What's the ultimate goal here? The ultimate goal is to turn back to God. The Bible or the prayers or any of their spiritual practices, they have to have a transformative power in our life. They have to transform us back to God, to the light, to live a life of righteousness and holiness. And that's why he said we might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness. This is the point of our life. This is the point and the aim of our spiritual life. To repent is to turn away from our old way and follow the new way. And that's why if you heard the psalm today, David was praising God who sits upon the cherubim, and then he asked him, he said, come and deliver us, turn us, O God, turn us 180 degrees, go back a different direction. And this is what metanoia means, or repentance means. So the message of John the Baptist is to turn away from all these bad paths and all these ways that we have been following, and turn back to God, to live a life of righteousness and holiness as we prepare to accept the born king in a couple of days. We have to always remind ourselves that he sits and he is comforted in a heart who is full, the heart that is full of repentance and lowliness, and living a life of holiness and righteousness. And to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
بسم الله والابن الروح القدس للواحد امين تحلمت رحمته وبركته من الان الابد امين. الاحد الرابع من شهر كياك وهو ميلاد يوحنا المعمدان. وزي ما سمعنا في الانجيل ان جميع جيران اليصابات واقربائها جم علشان يفرحوا معاها لما سمعوا ان الرب عظم الصينيه معها. ففرحوا معها، فرحوا معها. بعد ما كانت فرحانة بأنها ابتدت تحمل بابنها يوحنا المعمدان، لكن كان في حزن عندها أن زوجها زكريا كان صامت، صامت وما يسمعش. حسب كلام الملاك قالوا أن تصير صامتاً حتى يكون كلام، اللي ما صدقش كلام البشارة بتاع الملاك جبرائيل. فهنا بدء أزمنة الخلاص، بدء أزمنة الخلاص والفرح، وبدء أن نتكلم عن حنان الله واهتمامه بالإنسان. بيقول ولذاتي مع بني آدم، كيف أن الله يتلذذ أن يكون معنا. الكلمة صار جسدا وحل بيننا وحل فينا. فمجرد ما كتب يوحنا الله يتحنن، اتفك لسانه. وكأن الله بيورينا عهد جديد، عهد أن نتكلم عن الله ونتكلم بواسطة الله ونخبر بحنان الله. هذا هو العهد الجديد. والعهد الجديد أسس بالحنان والحب والرحمة. لما السيد المسيح خذ الكأس قال خذوا هذا الكأس اشربوا منه كلكم، هذا هو دمي الذي يسفك عنكم للعهد الجديد. يبقى العهد الجديد بدمي، هل يغفر العهد الجديد بدمي؟ طب دمك ده ايه؟ ده محبة الله التي أظهرت لنا في المسيح، محبة الابن التي أظهرت لنا بصلبه وموته ومحبته أيضا أنه أرسل لنا الروح القدس. فلما يقول يوحنا دي تشمل كل عملية الخلاص. الله يتحنن. نقول طب ربنا ما كانش قبل كده متحنن؟ لا، الله دايما لا يتغير، صفاته موجودة، بس الإنسان كان بعيد عن حنان الله. الإنسان لما تعدى الله أخرج نفسه من حنان الله ووضع نفسه تحت عدل الله والحق. طب عدل الله ده إيه؟ قوانين بقى، قوانين. موسى يدي الناموس والقوانين والوصايا العشر، واللي يعمل كده كويس، ما يعملش كده يتعاقب. طب مين قدر يعمل؟ قال الجميع زغوا وفسدوا وعوزهم مجد الله. فزي بيقول حوالي 280 قانون أو شريعة، كتير قوي. طب اللي أخطأ في واحدة يخطئ في الكل. طب ما فيش حد، الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا وعوازهم مجد الله. طب مجد الله ظهر في حنانه، مجد الله ظهر في أنه أرسل ابنه، وقبل ما يرسل ابنه بعث يوحنا أن بيقول من خلال هذا الإنسان الذي يسبق المسيح يخبر عن حنان الله. عشان كده مجرد ما زكريا كتب يوحنا ابتدى ينطق. يبقى إذن العهد الجديد هو النطق بحنان الله، بمحبة الله، بخلاص الله، بذراعيه المفتوحتان على الصليب يقبل كل من يأتي إليه. من يقبل إلي لا أخرجه خارجا. يدعو الكل تعالوا إلي يا جميع المتعبين وثقيل الأحمال وأنا أريحكم. إيه ده؟ ده يوحنا، ده حنان الله. لذلك أحبائي، حينما نقترب إلى الكتاب المقدس لنقرأ فيه في العهد القديم، ندور على المسيح زي ما قلنا كتير، ندور على المسيح، ندور على حنان الله. هو حكمة الله وحنان الله المتجسد، هو المسيح له المجد. فحينئذ نستطيع أن نستشف من بين سطور العهد القديم كيف أن الله أحبنا منذ أن سقط الإنسان. قال له نسل المرأة يسحق رأس الحية. ده حنان الله، حنان الله علينا. ونحن بعد خطاة مات المسيح من أجلنا. لم يحبنا الله لأننا قديسين ولا نستحق المحبة أبدا. ده ونحن بعد خطاة مات المسيح لأجلنا. لذلك لا نستكثر على أنفسنا ما مكت خطايانا وضعفنا وسقوطنا، إن إحنا نأتي إلى المسيح فنجد حنان الله ونجد ذراعي الآب مفتوحة لنا. زي الابن الضال بعد ما بادل اسم أبوه وخد الفلوس وضيعها في الخطية ورجع قال له أخطأت يا أبتاه، قال له أنت بتقولي أنا أبوك؟ آه. طب وأنت ابني؟ ابني هذا كان ضلا فوجد وكان ميتا فعاش. يعني بنويتنا لله لا تفقد طالما اعتمدنا وخدنا الروح القدس. مهما سقطنا، مهما ضعفنا ورجعنا بالتوبة، زي ما ابونا أكرم قال النهاردة عن التوبة، توبوا لأنه قد اقترب ملكوت السماوات. دي بشارة يوحنا، نجد حنان الله موجود، نجد يوحنا في المسيح. حنان الله موجود وذراعه موجود. إن أخطأنا فدم يسوع المسيح ابن يطهرنا من كل خطية. لله المجد الدائم من الآن والأبد. آمين.